Case study strategy execution examples. Here we present some issues that the case study organizations have faced as they execute their chosen strategies. Fast fashion retailer's supplier problem. The fast fashion retailer purchases a significant amount of stock from one supplier. This business has been able to meet the retailer's cost specifications and delivery schedules. There are additional advantages to working with them. Their fabric buyers find new and interesting materials, and their quality control has been very good. Their designers have worked well with the organization's fashion experts. About 3 months ago, however, the supplier's performance began to erode. The fast fashion retailer's managers could have simply looked to other suppliers, but the relationship was so successful that the managers decided to look into the situation. Through casual discussions with various contacts at the supplier, the managers discovered that the supplier had been experiencing financial problems that were making relationships with its own suppliers tense. The owner's children have become involved in managing operations, and this has led to internal conflicts in various areas. The fast fashion retailer's leaders have discussed options at a recent meeting. The retailer has more cash on hand due to several years' growth in revenue. There are other options for supply, but they will take some time to develop. Knowing what you do about the fast fashion retailer and possible strategic moves, what would you recommend and why? What follows are some possible responses. A good move might be to strengthen the fast fashion retailer's relationship with this key supplier. This could take different forms. The organization could use its cash on hand to acquire the supplier, vertical integration, or it could invest more to become an investor with significant influence or majority control. Even if the supplier's heirs do not want to give up control of the company, the fast fashion retailer could enter into a strategic alliance with the supplier, providing its management expertise and possibly loans to help the supplier regain its position. This approach would also help the fast fashion retailer avoid a costly period of finding, educating, and developing a new strategic supply partner. The organization may still want to have an exit plan. Hotel Group's growth options. The hotel group has been a successful hotel conglomerate for decades. With each new brand, some acquired and some internally developed, the group has grown its revenue and increased its share of the entire hotel industry. If not the leader, it is in the top 5 brands in each industry category. It has also become very good at opening new hotels and buildings and then maintaining the level of visits to new properties. Through its multiple brands, the group competes in many countries. The hotel group has canceled projects in 2 major cities recently. In Mecca, the hotel group was beaten to first entrant status in luxury accommodations by another international conglomerate. The hotel group decided to cancel its plans and look for another venture that was less competitive. In Paris, it pulled back from a boutique hotel plan because leaders decided that they were still not prepared to compete against the business model of peer-to-peer accommodation services such as Airbnb. Investors are restless. They are used to regular increases in share value based on steady revenue increases. Knowing what you do about the hotel group, its industry, its strengths, and its needs, what would you recommend and why? What follows is one possible response. The hotel group needs to grow, but opportunities to grow within its industry are limited. The industry has many competitors, some with resources comparable to those of the hotel group. If the hotel group were to look outside its industry, it might find a good strategic fit in other areas. For example, some hotel chains have entered the credit card business. This is an example of diversification into a related industry. Besides allowing the retailer to retain revenue that would ordinarily be lost in fees to a third-party credit card provider, this would also facilitate customer relationship management. The credit card account could be combined with the hotel group's loyalty program, with customer benefits gained in both directions. Customers earn rebates on their credit cards for hotel purchases and credit toward hotel stays for a percentage of their non-hotel purchases. Commercial door manufacturer competing with itself. The commercial door manufacturer has had success in its new make-to-stock, MTS, line of business. The wholesaler agreed to buy the stock rather than holding it on consignment, and after a slow start in sales, the wholesaler has been steadily increasing the frequency and size of its resupply orders. While this is good news, the new line of business has cut into the manufacturer's make-to-order, MTO, business somewhat, which is an issue called product or service cannibalization. The MTO business has higher profit margins, and many sales managers are second-guessing the wisdom of the MTS line. They fear that many regular customers have learned about these in-stock models and are adjusting their architectural designs to use these standard models. They are also concerned that the manufacturing lead time required for custom doors could suffer if the plants are running too many batches of standard doors. Knowing what you do about this commercial door manufacturer and its competitive strategy, what would you recommend and why? What follows are some possible answers. A common business philosophy related to product or service cannibalization is that it is better to eat your own lunch than let someone else eat it for you. This means that if there is market demand for a particular market solution or substitute product, and if the organization does not fulfill this demand, then someone else will. The organization should not abandon this new line since it is doing well. Instead, they need to further differentiate their custom products. One option would be to continue their historical process of carefully assessing actual customer requirements and investing in research and development to find more custom options to offer. The sales manager's fear about the organization's need to balance supply for both of its lines of business could simply be unfounded. The organization just did increase its capacity significantly, after all. However, the organization should find ways to prioritize custom orders so that this can be a true differentiator for their more profitable line of business. This may involve producing the MTS items at odd times or using whichever of the two plants has available capacity. The lead times for replenishment for the wholesaler should still be predictable, so the organization may need to carry some inventory of these standard doors so they can fulfill replenishment orders without delays. Another option would be to add a second shift for the MTS items. At one organization that did this, management decided that the MTS products needed a lower skill level and less supervision than the MTO products. They split up their existing workforce to retain the more experienced operators, planners, and supervisors on the MTO shift and move less experienced workers and managers to the MTS shift. To better coordinate both lines of business, the organization might also benefit by centralizing its production scheduling process. Motorcycle manufacturers plateauing sales. The motorcycle manufacturer has been lucky in its history. Since it was founded 40 years ago, its sales have grown steadily in its home market. It was the first domestic manufacturer in its market, but two foreign companies had small dealerships in the home country's two major cities. The motorcycle manufacturer used its superior knowledge of the market to establish a network of small dealers and to bring out products that appealed to domestic consumers' preferences. A foreign competitor tried to enter the market by stealing away some powerful dealers, but the organization was able to counter this attack with the strength of its brand. The problem now is that the motorcycle manufacturer's sales have plateaued. The market is close to saturation. The organization's products are rugged and they last, which means that the replacement cycle is fairly long for the industry. The country's population growth rate has slowed. Costs of production have increased, especially labor. The organization's owners are worried about the company's ability to defend its market share in the future. A globally known brand could invest in a small domestic operation that could challenge the organization, and it has limited resources to cut prices or develop new models. Knowing what you do about the motorcycle manufacturer and its business model, what would you recommend and why? What follows are some possible responses. The motorcycle manufacturer could conceivably diversify into another industry, but this would require considerable capital. The organization does appear to be an excellent candidate for expanding its geographical market, however. The organization's sales are purely domestic right now, but it has a very strong brand. This would support its entry into another country. It also is skilled at building dealer networks, a requirement for expansion. It might consider expanding its production facilities to a nearby country with lower costs of production and work to establish dealerships in that country as well. The cost savings could be used to develop the dealerships or new models or invest in technology that could lower production costs. This would enhance the organization's present competitive position in its domestic market as well. Also, since the motorcycles they build are built to last, the organization could consider transforming toward a circular business model in the domestic market. One way to do this would be leasing motorcycles on 3 to 5 year plans with maintenance agreements, and then remanufacturing or refurbishing the motorcycles to sell in domestic or foreign markets. This strategy would require maintenance capacity, but their dealer network might be able to provide these services. This strategy could be used to enhance the organization's reputation for sustainable business practices. Shipbuilder's asset utilization. The shipbuilder has a very profitable international business, but its sales are driven by contracts or joint ventures to build cruise ships and container ships. It has had to create capacity to meet peak production. Capacity includes large facilities that must be maintained even when they are not in use. Payments must be made on sophisticated equipment even when it is idle. The shipbuilder is still highly competitive, primarily because few competitors have the organization's assets, unique competencies, and high-quality resources. However, the current rate of asset utilization has drawn the attention of investment analysts. The company's leaders worry about a possible effect on share price. It may be surprising to hear that the organization's leaders are looking for a way to grow out of their present dilemma. What options would you recommend and why? What follows are some possible responses. The shipbuilder has at times too much capacity, but it cannot shed that capacity without considerable risk. New opportunities that require this capacity may arise at any time. The shipbuilder probably does not want to implement backward integration with its suppliers. That might make its resource utilization rate worse. It could diversify into an entirely different but related industry, such as airplane manufacturing. The expertise required to do this would take time to develop. The response by competitors in the new industry might be vigorous and costly to manage. The best option may be for the shipbuilder to expand horizontally in its own industry, perhaps in a specialty area that might offer high profit but shorter sales cycles than large B2B ships, perhaps large B2C luxury yachts. The shipbuilder has its expertise from its cruise ship business unit and its relationships with suppliers to apply to this new venture. The yacht production schedule may be more flexible and allow the shipbuilder to use many of its existing production resources.